Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Story here from Channel 5. A Kansas sheriff has a surprising offer for teenagers who decide to celebrate just a little too much. Waubunsee County Sheriff Eric Kirsch and his deputies have busted an underage party in a rural area just west of Topeka. Then they made the teenagers an offer. According to the Post, most of the deputies are combat veterans or veteran law enforcement officers. The message said that they've worked a lot of horrific crimes and simply don't want a bad decision to drive drunk lead to another one on their watch. Yep. So the deputies called the parents of every single underage person at this week's party. Then they waited for the parents to show up. None of the teenagers were cited for MIP, minor in possession. Each got a ride home safely. Then Sheriff Kirsch posted a letter to the teenagers at the party. The deputies involved then posed for a picture with some of the teenagers who attended the party. They don't remember the picture being taken. But it was. But the sheriff said, okay, we've been drinking. You're underage. Don't drive drunk. We'll take you home.
Now, why do I feel like this is going to be controversial? There will be people who say, look, it's prom season. It's graduation season. Drinking is going to happen. This is a great idea.
I agree with that.
It gets the kids home safely. They're not all scattering. There are other people who are going to say, well, let's just give them the green light to break the law. But isn't this season specifically, if we looked up like teen MIPs, fatalities, and DUI arrest, do you not think that April and May are going to peak for those
for sure
types of infractions?
Yes. And here's what I would add. You know, I'm 53 years old. I've been at a party back in the day where it was at Bridget Williams' house in Lansing. I remember the Brenninger and I were downstairs on the basement couch drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yep.
And the door opens from upstairs in the kitchen. Cops! Cops! Everybody roaches. Yep. Brenninger and I just sat on the couch. Where am I going to run? I'm in a basement. Where am I going? We just sat there. The cops never came downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, it's like trying to, as my parents would describe it, like trying to hold the ocean back with a broom, right? When you're trying to tell a 16 to 18-year-old kid, hey, don't drink ever, what's the first thing they're going to want to go do?
They're going to want to drink.
They're going to want to drink. They're going to do exactly the opposite of whatever you told them to, because that's how teenagers are. But this is a good way to stop
that. But Logan and Dana, I would point out that the very same people are saying, well, you know, that laws are laws and they broke the law. They're a minor in possession of alcohol.
Yep.
Are the very same people who were at Bridget Williams' house in 1989 scattering like roaches.
Yeah.
They forgot what it's like to be a kid.
And it scared me to death. I remember after graduation, I went to that field for a very brief amount of time. Remember, I was a rule follower. I did not like the vibe. I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna get in trouble. When I graduated high school, there's a photo of me and my best friend cheersing with a Miller Lite that our parents let us have in the house. I wasn't a heavy drinker. I wasn't a Boone's Farm drinker. I was like, oh, I don't like this. But I think the majority of kids are scrambling to figure out
where do we go?
Yeah. How do I fit into all this? Where, you know, and so I think parents are in a tough situation. Kids know they're not supposed to be doing it. Law enforcement knows it's out there going on. I know back in our day, we did a lot of stupid things, but one of the things
And you
that,
think they don't still do those things?
Oh, I know. I know.
Of course they do.
But you don't want to sound like you're being soft on crime or you're telling the kids to get away with it. Like,
no, but you want to sound like you're being sensible, realistic, and you remember what it's like to be a kid, right? Yep. I mean, do you think for 1 second that at least two of your four didn't go to some country party or didn't go to some friend's house and they were down in the basement drinking Jack Daniels with their Breninger?
It was probably four of four.
I guarantee you it was. I was trying to be kind. I guarantee you it was four of four.
One of the things I thought when I read this story, well, and also to some extent the tanning bed story, is I am so glad I no longer have kids in high school. Like,
sure.
It stressed me out and I had, still have, great kids.
They've grown and flown.
But it still stresses you out that last 2 years. I would not go back and do that again for all the tea in China.
Well, and now I'm not worried about the mistakes that my kids will make. What I'm worried about is the mistakes that other kids will make that will impact my children who are now adults. Yep. But to the point of the Waubonsie County Sheriff, good on them. They remember apparently what it was like to be a teenager. And they're out in the country and they pop these kids drinking Boone's Farm and God knows what awful beer, they're probably Schlitz.
Whatever they could get their hands on.
Yeah. Mickey's Big Mouths. And they said, you know what? Pour it out. It was like Triglio and Leavenworth. Officer Triglio, he was the best. May God bless him. Triglio.
You even remember the name of the officer?
Oh my God. I'll never forget. We were driving down the road. I was drinking a Coors Gold or something back in the day. And I was in the back seat of Breninger's car, and I'm drinking a Coors Gold, and we get popped with the lights from Triglio.
Whoop!
I put that beer between my feet and move my feet underneath the seat, the driver's seat of the car. He comes to the driver's window, and he says, Scott, will you pull out that Coors Gold that you have underneath Mike's seat? He knew exactly what I was drinking and where it was.
Yeah, I wish I would have had one of these officers as a 19-year-old kid going to school at Northwest Missouri State, because I did receive a minor in possession. Yeah. Leaving a house party, I was standing next to my car waiting on somebody to pick us up who never showed up. Turns out that guy wasn't a very good roommate. We learned that after the fact.
Right.
But the cops pulled up and they're like, hey, we smell alcohol on you. And like, are you getting ready to drive? And I'm like, no, officer, actually, I locked my own keys in my car on purpose so that I wouldn't. And he didn't seem to care that much.
What do we think about this? If you are being honest, and I wonder if this is going to fall along generational lines. And then when we get back, I have a story that someone very close to me had an incident that went the other way, where there was an arrest, and I'm going to tell you about that, and what does that teach kids?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.